Northland's Moree FM, John Flash and Toast, and it's 14 to 9 already. Well, we've been looking forward to this moment, catching up with a guy who is walking the Te Araroa Trail here in Northland. He's an actor, Bruce Hopkins. He's doing it for grandparents raising grandchildren. And this morning he's in Kerikeri with his sister Wanda. And is it your mum, Bruce?
Yeah, my mum, Coey.
Coey.
And I've got my dad, a little bit of my dad, Bill's ashes, and a little bit of my brother's ashes with me too.
Oh, that is so special.
In fact, my sister-in-law, Joelle, my brother Doug's wife, she came up to walk. She walked the last 2 hours of me yesterday into Kerikeri, down the Kerikeri River track.
Oh, wow. So, no, yeah. how's the trip been since you started off at the very top of the North Island?
She's been a bloody eye-opener, mate. I've always thought that I keep reasonably fit. I used to be a rugby player, professional dancer, all that sort of stuff. And I've been training for a year with this, putting weights in a pack and hitting some hills for hours on end, et cetera. But, man, I don't know. Unless you're an experienced tramper, I don't think anything prepares you for this. The section of the beach had the last day of the 4 days on the beach, Ahipara, at Te Oniroa or Tohi 90 Mile Beach, which isn't 90 miles long.
No,
thankfully.
It was 31 kilometres into like at least 30 knot winds head on.
Wow.
They just blast you. It's like your private sandblaster.
Yep, it's been a bad week with the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, and then into those Northland forests, mate. Herekino, Raitea, Omahuta and Puketi, especially the first two, Herekino and Raitea, mud and steep. And one day was 10 and a half hours. I had a 20-minute break. And you just got to slog it, or you're not going to get where you got to get.
Oh, look,
to.
We can't make it too easy for you. We like to give you a challenge here in Northland, Bruce.
it's been amazing, you know, because what happens is you get to the end of a forest or you get to the end of the beach and you go, you know, it's not that you've been sightseeing, so you're not taking in all the beauty because you've got to watch every step you're taking or you're going to break an ankle or.
Bruce, are you running into other people on the trail at the same time?
Yeah, you're crisscrossing, you know, you meet up at these little campsites, you find somewhere to put your little one-person microlite tent up, and I've got a little MacPack microlite, and it's just big enough to sit up in, and you know, there's three other tents, and it's that same German couple, or it's that guy from Hungary, or it's...
Nice.
There's a young South Korean woman, man, she's the third South Korean to ever do the trail, and she's just out of university.
Wow.
She just plugs away.
11 to 9.
We are so impressed with you, Bruce. We've seen you on a lot of screens. You know, you've been in a lot of films. You have done a lot around New Zealand. And now this is a big challenge. And why, please tell Northland, why you are walking Te Araroa Trail?
Initial thing when I heard about it was just to connect me to this land. It's something about of wanting to express my gratitude for being born in New Zealand. I was born a fourth generation Stewart Islander. We moved north in the early days in the late 50s to Russell when it was a little village. Dad began crayfishing the pack horse off Cape Reinga way back. So my brother and my sisters as well, Wanda and Lindley, we all grew up crayfishing with Dad. And then I, you know, was full-time crayfishing with him for a while.
Wow.
So Dad and Doug are dead. And when I thought I'd love to walk this trail to connect me to the land, it was like, wow. I can actually carry Dad and Doug home as well. So I'm carrying some of their ashes. And then, you know, as a legacy for my grandchildren, I thought this is cool. One thing they can say about me when I cark it is, you know, I think Papa walked the length of New Zealand one time.
So, Bruce, look, how old are you, mate?
I'm connected to raising money for, you know, grandparents raising grandchildren who I get to do this. I get to come and have days off. They don't.
Yeah. That's a really worthwhile course. I was just asking you how old you are now.
I'm 61. I'll turn 62 when I'm in Tikuiti.
Oh, wow. And what a place to celebrate. I'm from Otorohanga, which is just up the road from there, so that's a good place to party. Yep.
Cool. Well, you could tell me which bar. I want to go and have a beer with my father and brother's ashes, because Dad told me one time that Colin Meads was his hero. So.
Oh, we should try and get you to the rugby club. That'd be good. We'll put our feelers out for you, Bruce.
How far south are you going to go, Bruce? Are you going to the very end of the trail, right down to where you came from originally, down Bluff?
Yeah, go down. The trail actually ends at Bluff, they had thought about going to Stewart Island, I think, but it ends at Bluff. But I'll go across to the island and have some time with the family over there.
You'd have to do that, wouldn't you?
We've got the family there.
Gee, look, we're very proud of you. Lovely having you here in Northland.
We think you're amazing. So you're welcome toots from anyone that's going past. Obviously not on the trail because it's a little hard. But if you meet any locals, we hope they make you feel very welcome here in Northland.
Mate, through grandparents raising grandchildren, a woman, Martha, in Takahui, she offered that I could come and stay with her and her two grandsons, who she's raising. And I tell you, man, getting out of the Herikino Forest, I had to walk another 8K on gravel roads. That was crap. But getting to the house and being able to have a hot shower and a cooked meal, that was just magnificent. So, Martha, she is now what's called a trail angel.
Oh, wow. I love that. Good on you, Martha.
Bruce, we'll catch up again when you get a little closer to us here in Whangarei. You've got a long way to go. So, happy tramping. When are you back on the trail?
I'm back tomorrow. So, tomorrow, Waitangi Forest through to... I'm actually going to detour to Russell instead of going to Opua and then getting a water taxi across to Waikari. I'm going to go to Russell and let Dad and Doug, farewell Russell.
Yeah, nice idea.
Beautiful.
Bruce Hopkins, who's doing Te Araroa Trail at the moment for grandparents raising grandchildren from Kerikeri this morning. It's 8 to 9.